Okay, this is Wolf, the 26th of September 2014 in San Francisco. And Pankaj is going to give us just a little outlook about what he's doing here and why he is one of the preferred ambassadors of his company.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Pankaj Bengani. I run strategic partnerships and business development at InMobi. And I've been here for over 2 years and really focused on making sure that we're able to work within the mobile ecosystem to provide publishers with great quality ads and advertisers with ROI on mobile ad spend.
You have invited a whole group of German editors because you have an international company, or what's the specific interest?
Yes, we are two reasons. One is we are a global company. The company is headquartered in India with 17 offices, including in the US, Asia, Europe, and of course in Germany as well. So we do have a global perspective. And the second reason is that we are very interested in the German market. We want to increase our coverage of the German market because we find that the users there are very mobile savvy.
So there are some different formulas than making an application with the new global cell phone in India or in US or in Europe. You can elaborate a little about that?
Yes. The biggest challenge with being global, which is also the biggest opportunity, is that you have to have a flexible platform to address the different devices and market needs. Mm-hmm. So in Android, in markets such as India or China, you're looking at very large volumes, mm-hmm. but you're looking at experiences which may have to work with lower bandwidth mm-hmm. or maybe slightly cheaper phones like mm-hmm. the Android One. Mm-hmm. Whereas in North America, Europe, Australia, you're looking at more higher bandwidth, more expensive phones mm-hmm. like the iPhone 6. And so being able to show the right ads in a global context is definitely challenging. But for some of us who have been able to figure it out and help our partners, it creates a lot of value.
You have decided very early just to go mobile, to be mobile and to elaborate on mobile. So you've been quite successful in this short time, but I think still there are some major challenges to overcome. Can you just mention two or three of them?
Yes. So we've only focused on mobile because mobile itself is such a high growth and it's so complex. The biggest challenge in mobile is being able to show the right form factor, which is, you know, the right ad at the right time to the right user. That requires a combination of left brain and right brain, right? It requires right brain creativity and left brain engineering smarts. And so we've taken the first step around our native ads platform. We've been able to show very creative ads to users at the right time. But having said that, there's so much data to be uncovered in a privacy-safe manner that we continue to work with our partners and hopefully make advertising more and more user-friendly in the process.
Thank you, because it's a very complicated but very thrilling matter you are in. In the end, I just give you 1 or 2 minutes to speak for yourself. So if you have any message, idea, or wishful thinking which you like to exchange with us, you're happy to do so right now.
Thank you for that. I think the only thought I'd have is, you know, as a publisher or an advertiser in mobile, always start your thinking with the user first. So if you worry about the user experience and where the user is going. So they went from newspaper to PC and now to mobile. If you make your mobile experiences beautiful and if you make the content interesting, I think all of us will be able to build a very healthy business that is also valuable to consumers. So I would say always start the thinking with the user first, and then automatically everything else will follow.
Thank you very much for this insight, and we appreciate your presence here on
Thank
the mic
so
as well as on the show.
Thank
Goodbye.
You.